Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn steady, 485 and a half. March wheat down 6.5 cents, 625 and a quarter, and Jan beans up 13 cents at 1317. We did have a new sale this morning, 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. In some sources, they reported it as just 22,000 metric tons, but the correct number is 132,000 metric tons of beans. Beans were higher overnight as the rains in Brazil, northern Brazil, were lighter than expected. We're expecting maybe a few more showers in northern Brazil this week, but it looks like most of the action is center and south, where they really don't need it. But the north is in trouble, and I think that we're going to start to see more and more of these estimates come out with smaller and smaller crops unless they get a really significant rain out there. The funds are less short corn than we expected. I had them short on Friday at 193 with the corrected numbers from the CFTC. I've got them now short 163,000 at 163,000 contracts of corn. So a little bit less than people were thinking, including myself. The wheat, I've got them short 93,000 wheat, long 31,000 beans, long 106,000 meal, short 18,000 oil. So, you know, it's really pretty much what the funds want to do out here with a little bit of support in the beans and a little bit more export business and less rains in Brazil. The beans should be strong here. Meal and oil were both up. Crude oil is basically steady on the day. The dollar is just up 17 ticks. But overall, if it continues dry in northern Brazil, the beans are probably going to move themselves higher out here. The funds, at one point, I had them long about 132,000 contracts. I had them long at one point 85,000 contracts of beans. Now they're only long 31,000 contracts of beans. So there's certainly more buying power there in the soybean market from the funds. Do they want to add to short positions here this late in the year? Looks like they might want to. There's nothing particularly friendly out here for corn and wheat for the moment. Wheat's been on a pretty good run out here, and we're starting to give some of that back, but still pretty good prices out here. Really kind of a quiet day, news day. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.